20 degrees below zero in 1889. Last year's high was 37 and the low 15. Sunset will occur at 5:44 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 6:45 coming up for this morning. East to northeast winds are between 4 and 5 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, the barometer is at 29.41. And we're down to our overnight low. So far, it is 37.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM in Richland Center. Our update at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An avalanche advisory is in effect in parts of Colorado and avalanche warnings from Montana to Washington State. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital, and what the Vatican calls mild kidney complications that are being treated. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, Julio Jimenez says that he had traveled with a group of pilgrims to Assisi.
There's over 20 of us, so every morning we are praying for Pope Francis's health to be restored.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return, it gets no security guarantees. Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the German elections. Germany's conservative party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine and opposed to President Trump's overtures to Russia. This is ABC News. Health officials say the worst outbreak of measles seen in several years in Texas has been getting worse. Dozens more cases reported since Tuesday, more than a dozen patients in hospitals. Officials say nearly all of those infected are children, and in almost every case, the patient was unvaccinated. Dr. John Brownstein, Boston Children's Hospital, is an ABC News contributor.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country.
The CDC says nearly half the country has high or very high levels of acute respiratory illness, with flu deaths surpassing COVID deaths for the first time since the pandemic began. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says flu numbers are exceptionally high right now.
Right now, we're seeing signs of a relative peak, which we can remain hopeful for, but we have to remain cautious. The flu season extends until early spring, so you still have to protect yourself.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. From one chocolate lover to another, I am duty-bound to tell you that Whitaker's has a scratch for every chocolate itch, and some you didn't know you had. We have dozens of milk chocolate and dark chocolate-covered nuts, dried fruits, and confection on the shelf every day of the week. And then there are the one-time purchases. Fine chocolate, specialty chocolates that would make you blush to see the price tags in a big city shop. But at Whitaker's, you can afford it. Come get it before someone else does. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Your update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday, Damian Lillard scored 28 and Giannis Antetokounmpo had 23 and 16 rebounds as the Bucks used a strong fourth quarter to rally past the Heat, 120-113, for their fourth consecutive victory. Boston over New York, 118-105. Golden State beat Dallas, 126-102. Indiana over the Clippers, 129-111. Toronto beat Phoenix, 127-109. Orlando, 110. Washington, 90. Detroit beat Atlanta, 148-143. New Orleans, 114. San Antonio, 96. Cleveland beat Memphis, 129-123. And Oklahoma City over Minnesota, 130-123. Carter McRae had a season high in points and a double-double to lead the Wisconsin women's basketball team to a 73-68 win against Northwestern on Senior Day at the Kohl Center on Sunday afternoon.
In men's college basketball, Indiana was a winner against number 13 Purdue, 73-58. In exhibition baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost to Colorado, final score 6-1. Pittsburgh 5-1 over Minnesota, Houston 11, St. Louis 6, and the Cubs top Texas, final score of 6-5. Kansas City over the White Sox 4-3.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindel Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindel Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week, but adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
Today, a high of 53 with a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and balmy conditions. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. Partly sunny, mild and not as blustery Tuesday, a high of 45. Wednesday, 43 with a chance of some rain or some mixture of snow there early on in the day. Thursday, 39 and Friday, 44 degrees. We have a north-northwest wind at 2 miles per hour. Right now, we are at our overnight low after a midnight reading of 38. It is 37 degrees. Good day. Today is Monday, February 24th.
Later. This morning is Monday. Where are you now? Teasing my memory, teaching me how to lay low when I don't want to. Your love is elusive, this I know now. It's making me crazy, leaving me out in the open when I don't want to.
Leanne Womack on WRCO and Ashes by Now. 614, 36 degrees here in Richland Center. Today is Monday, February 24th, already the 55th day of 2025. And just a few days left in the month of February. It is the shortest month, that's for sure, but it always still seems, to me anyway, like it's a long month because of temperatures and winter-like, although we, you know, we've been pretty blessed, but you know, a week ago we were talking 25 below zero, whatever it was, breaking a record, and then this morning we wake up and it's 36 on the good side of zero. Well, anyway, we're on the right track. Here's Lauren Alena.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. Then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money and still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. When you get older and it don't feel like it should, I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, driveway. Afraid if I take it out, I'll chip the paint. Once I get a house that I can hang my hat on, I bet I'll wanna build a bigger one if I could. Yeah, I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Oh, getting good. Getting good. Life starts getting good.
Past six coming up this weekend, WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament. So we'll be watching and bringing the excitement home to you from the Kohl Center beginning already on Thursday of this week. So kind of a short week to prepare there for the wrestlers and their coaches and teams, but that'll be the case. And then coming up, girls wrestling Thursday afternoon. It's a little bit different schedule. And then Division II and III boys and girls consolations, I believe, on Thursday night starting around 6 o'clock. So a little earlier for that session than normal. And then we begin the WIAA girls basketball tournaments. That's starting tomorrow already.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
6:21 the time. Maybe you'll have to turn in a claim for a truck on fire. This is Carly Pearce.
Always thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little.
Staying out all night of drinking.
all. The daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the workday's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way to thank you. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now than meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, now daddy's come around, mama's way to thank you. Something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking.
Paul Overstreet on WRCO. It was back in 1980, yesterday and today. Big news for not only the U.S. in Olympics, but also for us in Wisconsin and those around the Madison area. American Eric Heiden completed a sweep of five men's speed skating events at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid by winning the men's 10,000-meter race. Heiden, the first athlete to win five gold medals in a single Winter Olympics. From Madison, Sister Beth won a bronze in speed skating at the same Olympics as well. Going back to this day in 1980. Seems like only yesterday. Coming up, news, weather, and sports here from WRCO on a Monday morning.
Hey there, this is Albert Sodi from Escanaba in the Moonlight, and I'm here with the Jimmer.
Boom, baby, boom.
You gotta excuse the Jimmer. He was abducted by aliens.
Started out with the spaceship Hooverin.
Well, I want to invite you up to our hunting shack with me, the Jimmer, and my two sons, Reuben and Remnar. You see, Reuben, he's 35 and he'd never bagged a buck. And this year he's determined he's gonna get one. But strange things keep happening.
Jasinski turned to sap.
Sure did, Jimmer. And voices chanting with euchre cards changing right in our hands. Light shining so bright, the DNR man says he saw God up on the ridge.
And Miss Chevy,
we know that too, Jimmer. Tanks, if you want to know how this all turns out, please come to the City Auditorium on Friday, March 14th, and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 16th at 2. Just $10 to get in. This is going to be quite a show, I think. This is going to be a good one, too.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs, your full-service sign company. A mix of clouds and sun expected today, breezy and balmy, and a high of 53. 31 for tonight's low and a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening. Northwest winds are at 2. It is 36 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative are challenging the AG's decision to outsource Department of Justice environmental litigation work. Kim Bremer is executive director of Venture Dairy Co-op. She said Call has taken money from New York University State Energy and Environmental Impact Center and used that money to hire a special assistant attorney general who is in charge of environmental litigation. Bremer says the privately funded center has a track record of advocating for policies that are harmful to farmers. She says the cooperative's members, many of which are large dairies, wanted to proceed with the lawsuit. In a statement from his office, Call said that the harm pollution causes in many Wisconsin communities, better resourcing, along with enforcement of state environmental laws, shouldn't be controversial. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Calumet County Court. Angry constituents converged on town halls hosted by Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman last week. At locations in Algoma and Fox Crossing on Friday, the rooms were at capacity due to fire codes. Dozens still waited outside trying to get in. Those in the crowd had concerns about potential cuts to Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and the role of Elon Musk and his Doge office. On the opposite side of the state, Friday, seven Western Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were a no-show at an event hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union to voice concerns about the impact the Trump administration is having on their livelihoods. The no-shows included Congressman Derek Van Orden and Tom Tiffany. A bill extending coverage for new moms is advancing in the Wisconsin legislature. The measure would allow women covered by Medicaid to maintain coverage for a full year after birth of a child. Authored by Republican State Senator Jesse James, it's cleared the Senate Health Committee with bipartisan support. Wausau area Republican Representative Pat Snyder is the bill's assembly sponsor. At a public hearing last week, he called the measure the right thing to do. Former Republican Representative Donna Rosar of Marshfield sponsored the bill in the previous session and said she was proud that the Senate passed it 32-1. It failed to advance in the Assembly, where Speaker Robin Voss remains opposed to what he characterized as an expansion of welfare. Proponents say expanding postpartum coverage to 90 days is inadequate. Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only states that have yet to implement the 12-month coverage extension. Some language in Governor Tony Evers' budget angers Republican governors. It may have flown under the radar of many political observers, but the Republican Governors Association is calling out language in the Democratic governor's proposed two-year budget. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Evers' budget bill recognizes same-sex marriage by replacing terms wife, mother, father, and husband with gender-neutral language like spouse and person. In one section covering artificial insemination, the husband of the mother was changed to the spouse of the inseminated person. RGA Executive Director Sarah Craig issued a statement Friday calling the language offensive to mothers. State Senate President Mary Felskowski, in a statement on Saturday, said it is disgusting to see the Evers administration's attempt to erase mothers and fathers. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says access to power was a one factor in the city's selection as the site for a new AI data center. He says that's a legacy of the city's now shuttered paper mill. In an interview with WSAU, Zacher said the renewable energy from dams that once produced the Verso mill was a really good selling point. He said the size of the machines that were running and what it took to power those things up and keep them running 24/7 was phenomenal. Digital Power Organization has secured land on the former paper mill site to develop a high-performance computing facility by 2026. In addition to the project in Rapids, Microsoft has purchased 240 acres for a new data center complex in Kenosha. The 210,000-square-foot shopping destination will make its home at the Mayfair Mall in 2027. Scheels will open a new Wisconsin location. The new store will give Scheels three locations in Wisconsin, with other stores in Appleton and Eau Claire. According to a release, the new store is also expected to bring more than 500 jobs to the Milwaukee area. The Mayfair Mall Scheels will be featuring 84 specialty shops, including services like fitting golf clubs, baseball, baseball and softball bats and bows, according to Shields. The location will be Wisconsin's largest all-sports store. The search is on for the best burger in Wisconsin. Residents are encouraged to nominate their favorite establishment's best burger at the Wisconsin Beef Council website for consideration. Those with enough votes will be named to the Elite Eight in March. Each establishment will get a visit from the secret judging panel in the weeks that follow, with the winner named in May to kick off Beef Month. Burgers will be judged on taste and appearance, with doneness and judges' preference accounting for a small portion of the score. Last year's winner, Pickle Bars and Grill in Hazelhurst, is ineligible to defend a title this year. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for high school juniors to serve on the Ag Youth Council. DADCAP Secretary Randy Romansky says they're looking for applicants from all over the states and from different backgrounds. Members of the council will meet virtually once a month to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals in the ag industry. Interested high school juniors can find more information by visiting DADCAP's website.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and balmy, a high of 53. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. Tuesday, partly sunny, mild and not as blustery, a high of 45. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with light rain likely later, possibly mixed with a little wet snow, a low of 33. Wednesday, cloudy with scattered light rain, possibly mixed with wet snow early. It should end by midday at a high of 43. Right now in Richland Center, after yesterday's high of 41, we were at 38 at midnight. Currently an east-southeast wind is at 3 miles per hour, and we've dipped another degree to a new overnight low. It is 34.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A recap of high school sports from over the weekend and a look ahead. Also, the Bucks are on a hot streak right now. Details in a moment.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend, high school wrestling sectionals for individuals. Moving on to the state tournament this weekend at the Kohl Center in Division III from the Westby sectional. Brody Meese and Grant Matthews, along with Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman, North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimsled and Sawyer Swigum, and Iowa Grand Highlands' Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockup, and Gavin Hinderman from the Wisconsin Lindell's Division II sectionals. Moving on to state this week, Richland Center's Ethan Haiti. Also from Fenimore, Carson Bassett, Siler Zansevich, Tristan Stelt, Nathan Blaschke, and Dalton Wolf. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashawn, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hakan Peterson. And just missing the cut, both finishing fourth on Saturday, River Valley's Blake Brickle and Mason Schulte. Girl wrestlers headed to state this weekend, Madeline Muller of Richland Center, Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca, Lexi Lathrop of Boscobel, Wazika Steuben. Also from Prairie du Chien, Rosalie Cosman, Aspen Gallo, and Ireland Shaka as well. The state tournament begins for individuals on Thursday afternoon. Boys basketball tonight. Many teams playing tonight. The girls tournament opens tomorrow night. So for the boys, River Valley is at Darlington. Highland is at Riverdale. In fact, we'll be at Riverdale tonight for a local broadcast. Black River Falls at North Crawford. DeSoto at Viroqua. Royal at Hillsboro as well. Seneca at Pecatonica. And Mineral Point is at New Glarus. Lacrosse Logan at Prairie du Chien in area boys basketball. And over the weekend, the WIAA released the pairings for next week's boys basketball tournament that will open up on Tuesday night, the 4th of March. Games include in Division 5, Ithaca will be doing battle at home against Cassville. Highland will be playing host to Wazika Steuben. Weston at North Crawford as well. Kickapoo will host DeSoto and Seneca at Hillsboro among the games. In Division 4, Boscobel at Lancaster and Riverdale at Fenimore. And in Division 2, Richland Center will travel to Evansville and Prairie du Chien will be at River Valley. The Bucks used a fourth-quarter rally to beat the Miami Heat yesterday. That final score was 120-113. Damian Lillard, after missing his team's last game, led the way with 28 points and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 to go with 16 rebounds. Milwaukee closed the game on an 11-4 run. Bench players did a lot of the heavy lifting by scoring 34 points. The next game for the Bucks is Tuesday night at Houston when they will tangle with the Rockets. The Badgers suffered defeat on their home court for just the second time this season on Saturday, dropping a game to Oregon in overtime 77-73. That put an end to a five-game winning streak. John Tanjay led the team scoring with 22. Wisconsin was unusually careless with the basketball, making 17 turnovers. The Badgers are back on the home court on Tuesday when they take on the Washington Huskies. They will visit the Kohl Center. In other college men's basketball games from yesterday, it was a loss for Purdue. Purdue rated currently number 13. Indiana beat them by a score of 73-58. Carter McRae had a season high in points and a double-double to lead the Wisconsin women's team to a 73-68 victory against Northwestern on Senior Day at the Kohl Center. McRae provided 22 points for the Badgers in addition to 11 rebounds as well. UW notched its fourth conference win of the season in the process yesterday. Less than 2 weeks into spring training, and the Brewers have already suffered some losses. Left-hander Aaron Ashby gave up 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning in a loss to Colorado, 6-1. Milwaukee's record is 0-2. Outfielder Blake Perkins is out with a broken leg after fouling a pitch off his shin. Reliever J.B. Bacasas will miss time with a lat injury. Also over the weekend, the Brewers signed outfielders Manuel Margot and Mark Canna to minor league contracts. The Brewers meet Seattle in Cactus League action coming up today. And that is an update on sports for a Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got
sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to do something today. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis getting to Tucson too late. You're having a struggle trying to rise and shine this morning. Just think about it. We're only like 60 degrees warmer than a week ago. Yeah. We're down there around 30 below, and we're at 35 above. Yeah. It's a good day in southwest Wisconsin. This is Gabby Barrett.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this love that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish it all stayed the same. 'Cause right here, right now, I say all the glory days. It's a first sip of coffee in a quiet house. It's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost things. Slow all of a porch swings. Dogs run all the birds sing. You picking that six string. This is a
Gabby Barrett, and don't forget it, these are the glory days, no doubt about it. Had some good times over the weekend, celebrating granddaughter's 5th birthday, too, so that was a fun time, some fun times to remember, some Kodak moments, although, come to think of it, I forgot to take pictures. Everybody takes them with their phone now. I still have my Brownie Instamatic, you know? Get ready, Molly B fans! The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30, and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yes, indeed. Our staff assembling now. Hank Bray's trying to assemble some jokes all of a sudden. And I'll look in my sixth grade notebook to see if I can find some as well. Coming up when we play Chet's Chuckle next hour right here.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay.
Joe Jiffy on WRCO, a new way to light up an old flame. We're headed toward a high of 53 today, right now,
sometimes
35.
Makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand still. Tell me about your hard times, mistakes. Get something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Something real. I like a long drive down a back road and pretty girls sitting at a bar. But those roads don't go forever. Pickup lines don't always get her, and that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong. Stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
Bentley on WRCO-FM, Richland Center. With the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning, it is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.